Welcome to The Clean Truth, where we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of The Clean Truth. I'm Don. Fox, back.
Silver Fox is back. We're getting consistent.
You know, my wife is getting pissed. She said something earlier about her not being on the podcast anymore. I was like, well, your schedule's jacked up. You're never here when we want to record, and I ain't going to work around your schedule.
I mean, she is on the website, so come on. I mean, she's still there.
She's got enough of her own content. She don't need to be here.
Exactly.
She is good, though, because she likes to push my buttons and
fires you up.
Yeah.
Just wait till we get to Christmas time and you start talking about Christmas ideas for guys and girls again. She likes you getting you fired up about those.
The live that we did last night, they were giving me the green light to get new gym equipment. I was pretty happy about that.
How did she feel about that?
She just gave me an eye roll.
I said, here we go again. Love it.
We got producer Scott behind the camera. What in the hell kind of shirt are you wearing today?
You don't like my 17th Street shirt?
It's very bright. I mean, it's not even clean. It's bright.
Are we going to ignore the fact that Ben was doing curls before the live video yesterday?
We are not going to ignore that. Did you really do arm curls before the live?
I will not confirm nor deny that I did some curls, but I don't know what's wrong with that. I mean, come on. It's a lifestyle.
All right, let's get to truth or dare. I got some good ones.
Go for it.
So I got two different really good dares. One was from a new franchisee. I'll leave his name out, but he is a franchisee now, technically.
Nice.
His dare is he wants to see who has the fastest 40 time, Don, Ben, or Scott.
Looking for hamstrings to be popped. Perfect. So we're really bad at basketball. That's been confirmed. And now
the other one I got, we can pick. We can choose which one we want to do. Dare you and the Silver Fox to have a one-minute burpee contest.
Gosh.
I can get behind that one because I'm out of that one.
And puke. So people want us to.
I'll do that one. Let's do that one.
You want
but
to
here's
do burpees?
The thing. Here's the thing. I got 40 pounds on you. So I get one burpee for every 10 pounds that I weigh more than you. Handicap.
Every 10 pounds. So you start off with that as your lead?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay. How are we going to do them, like, over a bar? Like, we got to have, because I know you'll fucking cheat. Like, I know to the fullest that you'll cheat to some extent to try to win.
Well,
so we got
cheating. I mean, it's just you jump up in the air, man.
Yeah. Do you stand
we'll
up
jump
all
over
the way?
A bar. How about
all right, perfect. Yeah. Got to have some kind of like a cone or an object.
Get all right.
All right.
That was from Jeremy Lynch, by the way.
All right. I like that. I'd rather do that than blow out a hamstring.
All right. The truth is, if I didn't start cleanings, what business would I be in? Or what would I have started?
You always wanted to open a sports bar. I'm not going to answer for you, but
yeah, it would be something in the service industry. Probably sports bar. Yeah.
You'd be the only thing I can. You'd be that guy that like lived in Wilmington, North Carolina, had a sports bar, and you're like every day that people walked in there was only Cardinals games on the TVs. Everybody'd be like, what kind of sports bar is this?
I mean, now, if I had my way now, it would be a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I'm dying. Like, that's my retirement dream. And I'm going to call it Geezers. I don't care. I'm going to air this out there. So if you steal my idea, I'm coming after you. But I'm going to start a coffee shop. It's going to be called Geezers. No Wi-Fi.
Yep.
No TVs. No technology. You put your phone in the basket when you come in, you pick up a paper. We ain't going to have no mocha choca bullshit, no latte, light on the cream, fucking cold brew bullshit. It's going to be leaded, unleaded, death or decaf.
I like it.
That's it. A little bit of half and half. We sit around, bitch about the weather and
talk about hurricanes.
Wink wheel wives, and that's it.
All right.
That's my, you know what I mean?
We'll see which one's more successful.
We call it Geezers. I know where I'm putting it.
I know you do. I've heard a little bit about this.
Topic today. I don't even know if I told you the topic. Did I tell you something?
You have not. You don't like telling me, so that's fine.
So the topic today is discipline. Why are we going to talk about discipline? For a couple different reasons. Because I'm tired of seeing this shit on TV, on the internet, with people vandalizing shit, tearing shit up, and looting. So I'm thinking about, you know, what causes these idiots to do this shit?
Right.
They don't have any fucking discipline. There's no discipline.
Right.
They weren't, there was no discipline when they were younger. I don't know. And I'm making an assumption up front. So we'll talk about this.
Okay.
But basically, I want to talk about discipline in young adults.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk about discipline in business owners.
Right.
And then self-accountability, self-discipline.
I like it.
So it's kind of like a three-pronged conversation here. But
I can get behind this. I like it.
I'm going to start with young adults. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you moms out there, because I know what you're already thinking. You're like, now how are you going to sit here and tell me how to raise my damn kids? I'm not going to. I want to. I damn sure want to. I want to smack. I want to whip them for you. But that'll ruffle some feathers. We won't do that. But I think that's kind of the point I'm getting at.
Right.
Is I think there is a total lack of discipline in the younger generation, whether it's in the workforce, whether it's in school, anywhere. Like, there's just the discipline now these days is nowhere near what it was 30 years ago when I was in that position.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I have talked about this, like, going back to, like, my coaching days and how it just changed in, like, the 10 years of, like, college coaching that I had. Like, how crazy.
Oh, yeah, you got Title IX from all your abbreviational bullshit.
Yeah, it's insane.
And, you know, I've talked about it on here many times and in just different conversations. You know, me growing up as a young carpenter, getting into the Carpenters Union and working with some of those guys out there, I got fucking demoralized.
Right.
Like, picked on so bad that I went home crying multiple times.
Yep.
Because that's just how hard they were on me. You can't do that now. You'll be sued in 10 minutes.
I agree.
Like, I cannot walk into one of our restaurants or walk into the office back here and start motherfucking people. Yep. I can't do it. I want to. That's Yvonne and I have that conversation all the time. When there's something going on and there's tension and something needs done about it, I'm usually the one that carries the axe. But now I have to watch how I swing it.
Right.
Because everything has a price to pay, because they're like, people aren't disciplined enough to know how to handle it.
Right.
They're just not. And if I came in here swinging that axe the way I want to, I'm kind of scared of that. Like, I'm literally, it bothers me sometimes that if I walk in here and swing it the way I want to, people are going to quit.
So are you thinking with, like, the rioting and looting that's going on, you know, some of it's out of passion and, you know, in anger, things like that, but do you think a lot of it just boils down to just straight discipline and not knowing what's right and wrong? Yeah, and, like, and going too far, I guess you're kind of saying, like, going, like, you can be angry, you can be loud, but, like, there's a certain extent where you're hurting the business owner who hasn't done anything wrong and maybe does support your issues.
I mean, I mentioned the rioting and the looting kind of as a sarcastic joke, but actually kind of not at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, me, you want my personal opinion? I don't give a damn. This is the clean truth. Those kids weren't raised with any fucking discipline. They never had their ass whipped. Plain and simple. You see jokes around on and on the internet all the time. People joke about it.
Yeah.
Usually conservatives are usually like, hey, if you got your ass whipped, you wanted to be out there rioting, looting. I just posted one the other day. It was a funny little meme that said, if you got your ass whipped with one of these four, it was like a wooden spoon, a remote, and a belt. I guarantee you, I made a point to post it. I got my ass whipped with all four of them.
Which one was the go-to?
Probably the wooden spoon.
Yeah, me too. My mom.
Between my mom and my grandma. My grandma loved whacking me in the fucking head.
I think my mom still has the wooden spoon, like, in the kitchen for when, like, I come over for Christmas time, just to, like, remind me.
But, like, think about it. I mean, you think about, I'm trying to be PC here, and it's really hard. And
go for it.
You think about the types of people that are looting and rioting and doing all this shit, thinking that they're protesting. They're being fucking crybabies.
Yeah.
They're being crybabies, and I don't give a damn what anybody has to say about that. But they don't have any discipline. They weren't raised that way.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, if they were, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, moving on to the workforce, I can speak on that firsthand. I mean, especially in the restaurant industry, it's a little bit harder to retain employees.
Right.
But it goes back to the same thing. They don't have the discipline and the fortitude to stick with anything anymore.
Yeah.
It's discouraging. It's sad.
The employees, or you think, like, more so the owners, or a little bit of both?
I think it's both. I'm going to get into that on the next one, the business owners.
Yeah.
You know, I've taken tons of self-accountability, extreme ownership, I like to call it. I got that from Jocko. I've read all of Jocko's books. But I've sat back and looked at extreme ownership 1,000 times with all the different positions that I've been in. And I'm like, I don't think there was anything more I could have done. with some of these people.
Right.
With some of these hourly employees that work at the restaurant. And I love them all to death. I'm not sitting here and, you know, bad-mouthing them. But point being is these guys will just – they'll leave. They'll quit. They'll go do something else. You know, right now with COVID going on, you've got unemployment. That's a whole other topic.
Right.
I mean, why would these guys come back to fucking work when they're making more than unemployment right now, sitting at home with their thumb in their butt?
Right. I agree. It's tough.
It's just a lack of discipline, man. It's just what it boils down to. I can't sit here and talk about answers.
Yeah.
And solving the problem without going back to what I said in the very beginning of it.
And you, when you think about that, when I think about our employees and our different owners out there that are employing, you know, young people across the world, like America and everything like that, like, I think to myself, you know, I want to say never, my mom can quote me if this is wrong, but like never missed a day of school for like being sick or like having a bad tummy or whatever it might have been. And I think that goes to like, you know, she was like, all right, if you're feeling good enough, you're going to pop a, you know, a cough drop or something like that, and you're going to go to school. That was like her discipline to make sure that our kids went to school every single day, never missed school. And I think about that same kind of thing, like employees now, it's okay just to call in fake sick.
Yeah.
And there's definitely times when people are sick, you got to go get a Z-Pack, whatever it is. But I think there's too much of that like going on. And like, I know our owners deal with that all the time. One of them was talking to me last night that they got a text message at 10 o'clock saying, hey, I don't feel so good, I'm not going to come to work. And they can't say yes or no. They just got to embrace it and deal with it, which is crazy. But we
deal with it all the time. The two general managers that we have here in Wilmington that run our two corporate stores, talk to them all the time about this.
Yep.
You know, and I just talked to one yesterday, as a matter of fact. She said that she had two or three people call out sick on the same day.
Right.
And I'm like, did you write them up? And she's like, well, if I write the one up, it's her third one, she's fired. I'm like, do it.
And go
she's
for
like,
it.
Well, then, you know, and obviously the same fear with everybody is, well, then we're not going to have any employees.
Right.
Well, then we won't have any employees. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know. But we can't just sit here and bend over backwards and keep letting it happen. That's not discipline. I keep saying it over and over again.
Right.
But, I mean.
Two-way street.
It is. I guess that'll segue into the business owners.
Yep.
And this is the second thing, you know. And I've the only experience that I have in this is with our franchisees. And then, you know, just other business owners that I know personally. But same thing, man, is just holding people accountable.
Right.
And making sure that they discipline people in a way that's effective.
Yep. And I think it's two ways, too, when you're saying, like, the word, like, discipline. I think what we've really, like, learned that our successful franchisee and successful business owners have the discipline with their business to know that on a Sunday, that's restarting the week for them. That the Sunday just isn't like a day to like kick back, relax, and not worry about the business. I think the ones that invest into all phases of their business and have the discipline to care about the little things and care about all aspects, and it's Absolutely. Not micromanaging, it's just caring and having, like you said, having discipline, are the ones that have been more successful. And it's funny, like, we even know some of our franchisees that are able to sit back and per se like relax a little bit now because they had such strong discipline at the early stages that they built the infrastructure to
they took the time amazing the place
right
to set that foundation.
But we have franchisees the same as them that are still in the same habits because they never took that discipline to get to this point.
And their business isn't being just very
kind of
successful.
It's just kind of funny to sit back and watch.
And that's just not our brand. That doesn't just happen
in
our franchise. That happens all over the place where people, whether they go into business for themselves, you know, doing whatever, lawn care, you name it.
Yep.
You know, and they want to quote unquote set it and forget it. They want to get their business up and going. It gets up and going. They're hitting the links, man.
Yep.
They're out. That business is going down.
Don't work like that.
It's going down like a fast sinking ship. See it all the time, man. I can't, probably a couple times a week, I talk to some of our owners about the same thing.
Yeah.
About the same exact thing. You know, they're calling me, they're calling you, they're calling, you know, our operations people wanting to know how they increase sales. How do we do this? And then you can give them 5 to 6, 7 different options. Some of them some of them will do them all, right. You know, because they legitimately want to reset that and work on it. And some of them, they'll do one and then just, it's over.
I mean, I think like the underlying thing that we keep talking about too is like how discipline is equal to hard work and how they're hand in hand and how hard work discipline equals hard work per se. So
I agree, man.
Yeah.
Self-accountability, self-discipline.
Yep. Why are you smiling at me?
Because this is probably the biggest one. I mean, I think this is the biggest one that everybody struggles with. Because I think it kind of encompasses the other two, I guess. I mean, you're kind of taught this.
Right.
You know, it goes back to the very first one. It's how you were raised. It's what kind of upbringing you had. Basically, how hard your parents were on you, I guess.
Right.
You know, or some sort of parental figure. Even if it wasn't your parents, you know? My mom cracked the shit out of my brother and I.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just cracked us. Growing up in, you know, in the workforce early on, again, I got cracked on. Just constantly got pounded on. And that's where I learned to be so disciplined in myself.
Right.
Not to say that you don't struggle in it. I struggle in it all the time. We talked about this on the live last night.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good for a month or two where I'm training every day, diet's on point, and then for whatever reason, it could be anything. You know, I'll fall off the wagon for a week or two.
Right.
But I know I don't lose any sleep over it. I don't freak out and, you know, start waving a white flag and just give up, because I know in the back of my mind I've got enough self-discipline that I can just bounce, get right back up on the horse.
For sure. Where do you think in, like, your daily routine, like, you have the best, like, self-discipline on a daily basis? I could probably take a guess. Just 'cause I know you pretty well.
What do you mean?
Like, in your, like, daily routine, like, where do you say, like, you have, like, the self-discipline? Like, yeah, you know, like, you could do something else, but you always choose to stay disciplined on, like, on this track. Like, where do you think that fits into, like, your daily routine the most?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm a list-driven person.
Yeah, I was going to say your mornings.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a weekend or, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, like, you have the discipline to get up and you knock out tasks before a lot of people that I know, like, in the mornings. And that takes a lot of discipline because, I mean, we've partied before. We've gone out. But yet you bounce up the next day and it's the same routine. So, like, I respect that all the time.
Man, I don't even know where that came from. Yeah. Just over years and years of just
construction
routine.
Working.
Yeah, just having the same routine every day for 15 plus years and doing the same thing. And
yep.
You know, I like to get up in the morning and I'll check my emails now and just kind of prioritize how I want to start attacking the day and make out a list. I've used Andy Frischella's Powerless book before. I've gone through 4 or 5 of those. You know, we have our execution book for the franchisees. That's a little bit more difficult for me to use because I'm not in the store as much anymore.
Right.
But for our, you know, for our people that run our cafes, those are awesome, awesome for sure. Freaking tools. You know, all of our owners and general managers use one, but now I mean, it's as simple as, I think it's a Todoist app or something on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and then I just start prioritizing a list of shit to do and start knocking it out.
Yeah. Your list for sure. Keep you like disciplined. And I mean, and we see it around the office.
I can't function without it.
We see around the office when Don finishes his list, like, he's happy.
I mean,
yeah, he's brushing off the shoulders because he accomplished that list, but that takes discipline to knock all that list out. Some people will drag their feet all day,
sure,
like, to finish that. So, you know, that's definitely a way that we learn here at the office from you, you know.
Well, and then the discipline. Other thing, too, is you got to learn to not get distracted.
Right.
That is something I still struggle with every day. You know, whether it's a phone call or whether it's people knocking on my door. You know, we're sitting right here doing this podcast. I can look through the glass doors on the other side of my office, and I can see every time somebody goes to Yvonne's office. And I've sat here literally, and I've counted it. It's one person on average every 10 minutes goes and opens that door and asks her a question. That's why she is so scatterbrained. That's why she is so, Like when she gets home at night,
she can't get
her hair's all fucked up. She's looked like got one big fucking on top of her head and looks like she's cracked out. That's why she's strung out from people bugging her all day. But again, you know, I'm gonna put her on the spot here and she's gonna get mad at me later, but you know, I've told her 1,000 times that's discipline. It comes down to you being disciplined enough to not let people take up your time.
Right.
You know, and she's mentioned this jokingly in conversations before when we're out, whether it's with dinner or whatever. And she was like, why do people not bother you? Why do they not go to your door? And I said, because I'll tell them. I'll just speak up. Like, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
You know?
You put a big sign on the front of it.
I did. I put a big sign on it.
Don't talk to me.
This door's closed. I'm on the phone. We're doing a podcast. Beat it. You know, and I told her the same thing. Just put a sign on your door. If this door's shut, I'm on the phone. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Same with you guys. Like, if Scott was back there and he shut that door, I'd knock or I'd text him first.
Right.
I wouldn't just barge into his office.
For sure.
You know, same with you guys. When that door's shut, I know you're on the phone.
Yep.
You know, because we're going to, you know, our building ain't that big. So, but it's just the same with anybody else, man. You got to be disciplined enough to not let people take advantage of your time.
So, if somebody that is not very disciplined in their daily life with their routine, with work, training, nutrition, like, what do you think what's your recommendation for them, you know, taking that leap of faith to be more disciplined on a daily basis, whatever they're looking for to accomplish? What's your recommendation?
You just got to get started.
Yeah.
You know, you can sit around and procrastinate all day long about what app do I want to use or what book can I use or this, that, or the other thing, man. They make need notebooks.
Yep.
Just go get a notebook and write down a prioritized list. Like, okay, it's Tuesday and I have to get this, this, and this done.
Yep.
What's the easiest and most efficient way I'm going to get there?
Right.
And write it down and just do it.
I agree.
There's no, it's not rocket science, man. It's really simple.
One day turns into two, two turns into three, three sure. into four. Yeah.
I mean, I'll give him another plug. You know, I think, you know, that power list that Andy has, that book that he has, where you write out your 5 most important tasks for the day.
Right.
And not try to, like, conquer 80,000 things in one fucking day. That's awesome.
Right.
It is. It's a really simple-minded technique that eventually, over time, will create that habit. The one that worked for me really, really good and got me into a daily habit and routine, which I still, again, I struggle with it just like everybody else. I'll fall off the wagon here and there is, you know, Laura Berkey, our life coach, she's told me one time that 4 times forms a habit. So anytime you do things 4 times in a row,
right,
your mind kind of already presets itself to do it again. So it's like morning cardio. You know, Yvonne and I, we're terrible. We'll say one night, we're going to get up and we're going to do cardio today.
Right.
So I shit you not, that morning, something will be on our phone when we wake up. That's where we go wrong.
Right.
Is grabbing our phone. We need to just leave that son of a bitch on the counter, put our shoes on, walk out the door.
Right.
But we don't. And
take them with you.
You know, that's a discipline thing. You know what I mean? But if we were to do that 4 times in a week, I guarantee you for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we wouldn't miss a day.
Yeah.
But we're just bad about it. So
I have a strong belief, and I used to tell my athletes this, is that, and this goes right in hand in hand with discipline, is that it's really hard to be truly invested and successful with the more than 3 main things in your life at one time.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Like, and I'm a firm believer, like, you try to add 4 things into that, and it's going to be really, really hard. So yep. if it's your wife and it's your family is number one, and your workouts are number 2, and work being number 3, then that's fantastic. But if you think that you're going to be an expert at lawn care and
yep.
taking care of the house and doing side projects,
so
there's no shot that you're going to be good at that 4th thing. So, like, I think that goes right down to discipline. You got to figure out what the 3 most important things to you are and stick to those 3 things.
So I can segue right into that because I'm dealing with that right now
right.
as we speak. So, you know, I've got 3 major projects going on with me right now.
Right.
You know, one of them is our marketplace, the snack line items with Clean Eats.
Right.
I'm in the process of completely revamping that. So I'm kind of spilling out little secrets here. But,
right.
you know, that's a major, major undertaking. It's a huge undertaking.
It's a job and it's a hobby almost Correct. In the same time.
And then we're also in the process of implementing like an internal intranet CRM system.
Right.
Now, granted, I've got you guys to help me with that. So that's not like a major weight on my shoulder, but it is. It's very expensive.
It's
so
weekly. It's sure daily.
It's done right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the third project. And then also is the daily development with the franchise company.
Right.
the everyday development stuff that I deal with on a daily basis. So that's three major projects that I have going on every day.
Just under the work.
That I wake up, just under work.
Right.
So then, for me, if I don't have something on the outside that I can kind of unplug and lock my mind into over here,
right,
I go absolutely crazy. You know, so for me right now, it's shooting.
Yep.
I just bought a brand new long range gun the other day.
Mm-hmm. To be continued.
Getting into this, it's kind of like another like thing that I'm not very experienced with, but it's cool because I can unplug from this, plug my mind into this, and it's something new to learn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's okay.
Right.
That's not really taking on a, it's a hobby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a de-stressor. And then workouts, you know, I think fitness, that's what fitness is for me now.
Yep.
It's a de-stressor.
Yeah. And you've kind of gone back. We talk about this all the time. You've kind of gone back full circle. And now you and Red are back to being training partners again, more consistently than you've been in a long time. And for you guys, that's kind of family and training all meshed to one. So yeah, I agree. Those are your three big things. But what do you, I know you've had mixed opinions when it comes to like to discipline. People throw out accountability partners. So what is your opinion on accountability partners? And do you think they're beneficial to some people when it comes to like being disciplined? Because I'm a firm believer that they help 100%, that they help, and they definitely help people, like you said, that have a hard time getting started.
They do. I just like to give everybody shit about it. But an accountability partner for me drives me crazy. I hate it.
Yeah.
For me personally, it drives me bonkers. Because for me, it's the thing where if I need somebody to ask me every day if I worked out, or if I log my food, or what, which I don't log my food. That's another conversation. We can talk about that in a second. But, you know, I know all the First Form guys and some other companies that we're, you know, tight with and we talk to all the time. Their big thing is accountability partners and logging their food.
Right.
Drives me nuts. Drives me crazy. Now, do I think there's a place for it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that same, you know, disciplined willpower to do that on a daily basis.
Right.
I know for myself, most of the time I do. And when I don't, I know why, and I don't want it.
Right.
So it's kind of like I just want to walk away from it, clear my head. You know, if I don't train for a week, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm not going to lose my mind if I don't train for 6 days in a row.
Yep.
Because I know that my body is worn out. It's fucking tired. It needs a break. So I don't even have to pick up a weight for a week. And I can go on a complete bender and eat like an asshole for a week.
Right.
But I know when to shut that off.
Right. And I think
I do.
To an extent, I'm very similar to you with that. Like, do I need an accountability partner to, you know, to work out with every single day? No. Do I enjoy it? Yes. But I think the one thing that truly, truly bothers me, and this is where the discipline thing comes back into it, is that I cannot stand it when somebody reaches out and asks for help or ask me to be an accountability partner per se, or like a training partner or whatever it might be.
Oh yeah.
Then disappears.
That's called an ass call.
That's
what we call it.
That, yeah, and my friends and people in our circle will tell you, like, that makes me so frustrated when people come to me, ask me for help. You spend time, you invest, you give, and I'm a big giver. That's in my personality, and then they disappear or walk away because it was maybe too hard, or the accountability that they asked for was more than they actually wanted, and that drives me crazy. Like, I lose my shit when that happens.
No, I totally agree. I'm on the same page with you there. No, I mean, accountability partners are great. I definitely think there's a place for them. 90% of the population that we're talking about needs them.
Right.
I'm not going to lie about that. I'm talking about from me personally.
Yeah.
That when I do fall off the wagon or I need a little mental break, I don't want an accountability partner.
Right.
I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want to think about it. I'm taking a break for a reason. Like, even if I want to skip a day, it's because I need it, man. I need it mentally. And the last thing I want is somebody texting me or videoing me and going, "Did you get your workout in today?"
Yeah.
"Nah, man, you want to come see what I did all day? And we'll see why I didn't get my workout in today." It's that kind of thing.
Right.
You know? And then logging food, man, for me, dude, I was a bodybuilder for almost 10 years, and I don't want to log food anymore. I don't want to think about calories. I don't want to think about grams of protein in a day.
Right.
Now, should I do that? Absolutely. So I'm not condoning not doing it.
Right.
It's just a personal preference for me. It drives me crazy. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's the beauty for me. It's the reason why I enjoy eating our meals so much.
Yep.
Because I don't have to think about it. I know a range that I can get in and be okay.
Yep.
To where I don't even get on the scale that much anymore. If I weigh myself more than once every 2 weeks, that's a lot for me now.
Right.
Because I know exactly where my body's going to sit. I just know my body from doing it for so long. So I know that if I eat three of our meals a day and I get two little snacks, like either a shake, a bar, and maybe a post-workout shake if I'm training that day, I'm right. good. Now, if one of those meals is like Chick-fil-A, or we go to Tower 7 and bang out a couple Margies with a burrito.
Yep.
How good does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
I'm not even going to get off track. I get a little worked up. That gives me the willies on the inside. It gets me all fuzzy. But no, if I do something like that, then I know all I got to do is I'll just do an intermittent fasting day the next day, not get as many calories in,
right.
drink a lot of water. Most of the food I eat the next day is going to be all protein.
Right.
Few carbs. And that's just how I approach it. But that is, I've got a lot of self-discipline with that.
Right.
Not everybody does.
So agreed.
To answer your question again, yes, I think there's a place for them. I think people need them. A lot of people need them. But if you feel like you have the self-discipline not to, then don't do it.
For sure.
So
I like this topic. I keep going on about this. It does get me fired up, though. I mean, it's like you said, it's probably coming from like upbringing and everything like that. So like, yeah, you can go deep down in there and think about it. Think of where you are today and what are you truly like disciplined at. And
I think the frustration for me, and I'm gonna go backwards here. So I'm gonna talk about youth and kids these days, and this is where I'm gonna get some people mad at me. But you know, I see the way that kids are raised these days, and again, I don't have kids of my own. You know, I was a step parent to Yvonne's girls for, you know, since they were close to 5 years old. So, but, you know, I know Yvonne had a lot of, she was hard on them girls. You know, I've been there. I've seen the way that she's been hard on these girls from a loving, disciplined, you know, type way.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've been around other people that just aren't that way. And it's not my place to go, hey, man, why don't you whip your kid's ass? He won't do that.
Right.
Do I want to say that? Yeah, because that's how I was raised.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people out there that agree with me that will never say that out loud. But right. They do. They will. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there because, again, I don't have kids. So it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, if your kid acts up, put him in a corner, whip his ass, throw him in the corner.
It'll change everything.
Now, yeah. So what do you do? Like, I don't like, now all you see is people give these guys tablets and phones and just let them go. They'll give them anything to shut them up.
Right.
Again, I don't know what they go through. So I could probably sympathize with a mom who's worked a 9-10 hour day, who's driving two Hanyot kids home and they're screaming and yelling in the back seat and they throw them an iPad to shut them up on the way home.
Right.
I mean, technology's advancing. So that, I mean, I see that. And it's probably very educational. You know, some of these kids are getting very smart with this shit. Unbelievably smart.
Right.
So I'm cool with all of that. But, you know, I guess the question that gets asked all the time is, where do they go wrong when these kids grow up and they're just absolute shitheads? You know, they don't want to listen. They have authority issues.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I don't even want to go down the road of, you know, I could talk about people not listen, wanting to listen to cops right now.
Right.
You know, the thing that just happened last night, I don't even know where that was, Wisconsin or whatever.
Right.
You know, you watch that video. I don't know the details, so I'm not going to sit here and talk about what should or shouldn't have happened. But in my mind, this is my personal opinion. If I get pulled over and I'm on the outside of a vehicle or even on the inside and a police officer asks me to do something, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to listen to him. The last thing that I'm going to look up at him and go, why? I'm not going to ask questions. That's the discipline I'm talking about.
Yeah, respect authority.
Like,
and just respect.
Now, granted, there's been tons of shit happen that has created this issue. I get that. I understand that. But, you know, I don't know the answer. I don't know how to solve that problem. That's a whole other podcast probably.
For sure.
But you know what I'm saying? So my point is younger people growing up, how do you get these guys to be more disciplined as young adults outside of just mentoring them the best that you can? And that doesn't always work, and it's frustrating.
Right.
You know? So, I like to talk about the first form guys because they do a really good job of their internal leadership and their mentorship with their guys. And I learn a lot by it, and I like to use some of it on my own. I've learned a lot of it from other people and just different books that I've read. So, for me, the answer for myself, if I was to ask that question to myself, it's by example.
Right.
You just got to lead by example, period.
Yep. That helps show other people your discipline and everything like that. I agree.
Correct.
For sure.
Well, I don't know how much better we can get that one, but you know something that we forgot to do at the beginning of this episode, which is cool because we'll save it for last and see if they listen through all the way through to hear their name. But we didn't announce the winner of the giveaway, man.
Yeah, you got a swag bag. You're wearing the shirt today.
Yeah. So I picked this winner. Actually, I picked her last night on the live because she was probably the most active one on there. So her name is Tiffany, but her Instagram name is @fitness_princesstiffany.
Yeah, I remember her popping in last night.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Tiffany, if you're listening, shoot me a DM. Send you a swag bag. I'm calling an audible here, and I'm going to give out a second one.
Awesome.
So there's this girl named Jackie, and her Instagram name is @JackieCash13. It's kind of spelled a little weird, but Jackie, I know Jackie will listen, so she'll hit me up.
Right.
But she sent me this big, long message last night right before you and I went on and just talked about how – and she's been following me. Like, she'll shoot me messages here and there, and I'll talk to her here and there. But, you know, talked about different struggles, weight loss struggles that her and her husband have gone through. Just unbelievably touching messages, you know. And started sending me pictures of, like, weight loss transformation. They're doing First Forms Transformation
awesome.
Challenge. They've done nothing but – you know, eat our meals for like, I think she said 5 or 6 months.
Wow.
And just dropped a ton of weight and was so grateful with her messages. So I'm going to send her one.
That's awesome.
For reaching out. So Jackie, shoot me a DM, man. I need your address. We'll wait until the podcast airs and then I'll shoot out a reminder. But yeah, man, that's it. That's about all I got.
I like it. Good topic.
Cool. Until next time.